Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Landon Jacobs died yesterday morning in a single-vehicle crash at Lake Waccamaw. The 17-year-old was on his way to work in the pre-dawn hours when the wreck happened. He was transported to Columbus Regional Hospital. Lake Waccamaw police are investigating, and we have reached out for more information. The Waccamaw River is slowly receding, and flood warnings have been dropped for all but the extreme southern end of the county, as well as the Longs area of South Carolina. The river is expected to crest today, but may rise again with forecast of heavy rains today. Additional flood warnings are possible in other areas, as an inch or more of rain are likely today and tomorrow. Flood warnings have been issued for parts of Upper Cape Fear and Bladen County as well. Wayne Kenzie is in jail under more than $500,000 bond charged with felony intentional child abuse, inflicting serious injury. His fiancée, Haley Cantor, the infant's mother, was arrested last week. The child remains in UNC Hospital in serious condition. Investigators determined that the 11-month-old had been repeatedly beaten before taken to Scotland Memorial Hospital, where officials contacted Columbus County authorities. A woman was jailed for allegedly assaulting a deputy with her shoe on Sunday morning. Karen Bufkin, age 37, of Swamp Fox Highway, was charged with a single count of assault on an officer. She allegedly refused to leave a home on Fairfield Drive West when instructed to do so, then attacked deputies as they attempted to escort her from the home. No serious injuries were reported. Columbus County inmates from the statewide misdemeanant confinement program cleaned up 27 miles of roadways during July. The sheriff's office said the program allows inmates with minor offenses who are confined an opportunity to give back to the community. You can see more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Sheriff's Animal Protective Services shelter is at maximum. No dog or cat trapping, owner surrenders, or strays will be accepted until further notice. Animal Protective Services is always in need of supplies and will gladly take donations of towels, blankets, flat sheets, cleaning products, dog and cat food, toys, and treats. The shelter's address is 288 Legion Drive in Whiteville. For more information on how you can help, call 910-641-3945. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks Recreation football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 through 12. The cost is $38.50 for city residents and $48.50 for people throughout the county. You will need a valid copy of the birth certificate for each child at signup. Call 910-642-9052 for more information. The Sheepdog Foundation will hold an open house at its new headquarters at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville today from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for both youths and adults. You can call 910-207-6317 for more information. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. You can bring the donations to the Transformations Church at 9938 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chadburn Highway in Chadburn. The Columbus County NAACP will host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Whiteville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required, and the meeting is from 6 until 8 p.m. August 21st at the St. Mark's African Methodist Episcopalio Zion Church at 114 West Virgil Street in Whiteville. You can call 919-323-3380, extension 142, to RSVP. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.